Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Inspirational Morning Show. I am Minister James Browning, broadcasting live this morning from Phoenix, Arizona. Guys, you know, with the daylight savings time, it doesn't change in Arizona, but it does change in different parts of the country. So I have been given some consideration of whether to change the time at the morning show, or either rename the morning show. I haven't figured out which one I'm going to do yet, but anyway, I want to be able to get more people involved in listening, so I have to try to figure out what's the best time to do it. Fortunate and unfortunate, this is an international show, so trying to compensate for everybody's time zone is not the easiest thing to do, okay? One thing about Arizona, we only change zones, but which can be a little confusing now, because last week this time I was on Mountain Time. Now I'm on Pacific Time. So that's a little crazy. We don't change the time, but we do change the zone. So hopefully this will work out for each one of you on the time zone. So we'll figure it out in the next couple of weeks. I'll see how the numbers are going. Then I'll determine what I need to do to adjust what we're doing here, okay? But let's get on with today's show. It's the Power Expectation. And I did change this name of the show at the last minute because of considering another name. But anyway, I decided to go with this. I guess this is what Spirit wanted me to do. And because expectation is really a mental process. And you have to put your mind in a frame where you have expectation of what you're seeing coming up in your whole mind. And I want to kind of talk about how you can wake up that expectations early in the morning, how you can really begin to set the pace of your day with the power of expectations when you're setting your morning up. Because, beloved one, the most important things, the most mentally important things, the most things that have the most effect either happen early in the morning or late at night, okay? So if when you're able to start your morning off in a certain direction, it will have an effect on your day to a great extent, and it really will make a difference in how your day goes. So it's so important that you utilize every waking morning from the time that God blows breath in you and your eyes are open. Then it's time for you to take charge of what you're thinking and how you're projecting to what you're expecting. If you think that you have to do a certain thing in order to make that happen, you do. It's a mind process. So you're going to be in total control. If you want to be in total control of your day, then you need to be totally in charge of your thoughts and feelings at the early in the morning so you can create what you did. Other than that, if you don't take charge of your thoughts and your process and where you want to go and what you're expecting, then more than likely you're going to operate on yesterday's thoughts. The thoughts you had yesterday are going to be the prominent thoughts in your mind because you have not readjusted yourself. And I think that one of the most powerful things you can do for setting your pace for the next day is to actually program yourself the night before you go to bed. You say to yourself what you expect to show up in your life to next day, how you expect to have this thing to happen. And you put that in your programming before you go to sleep. See, beloved ones, once we go to sleep, our conscious mind get out of the way, and our subconscious mind take over. Your subconscious mind will keep you safe at night, keep you from falling out of bed. Your subconscious mind never sleeps, so you can always put in your subconscious mind the things that you want to create for yourself for the next day. Now, you know, personally myself, I wake up in the morning or go to bed, and I expect a miracle. I really do. I expected something wonderful is going to happen in my life every day. That's just the way that I'm conditioned. Does it always happen that way? No. But I start my day off with creating that thought of consciousness where I'm expecting something wonderful to happen. It's part of creating my my day, really. If I'm expecting God to do something today that's more awesome than he did yesterday, I expect to something. I don't know what it's going to be, but I expect it to be. And I do that, and the times where I have specific goals or things I need to accomplish that day, then I preset that into my mind as well. But my overall thought is that something magnificent is going to happen in my life today. I program it to be that way, and that's the way I just assume that it's going to happen. But no, it don't always happen that way, but that's the way I start my day off. You can really make a difference if you allow yourself to be in that frame of thought, beloved ones. You should always think in your mind that God has got something special for you, and that something special is going to show up this day, okay? Now, I don't want you to don't get me wrong. I do understand, and I truly do understand there's this thing is karma and the law of attraction. So sometimes some of these things are being worked out in your day and that you really can't control at this particular moment because it's something you have already preset to show up in your life at this particular time. And it's working itself out. But regardless of that, you still should have a plan and still should expect something special to show up in your physical world. And there's no excuse for you not to have that expectation, regardless of what you karmic lessons or what law of attraction may affect your day. You still should get up with that expectation of going there, because sometimes if your expectation is so intense and so high that even if there is something that's happening universal, like something in the law of attraction, you can null avoid that action coming towards you based on your present thought if it is strong enough and you believe it is strong enough. So you always want to set forth your intents of what you want to bring about in your life. Okay, there's some people who think that life is predestined. Life is not predestined, beloved ones. Your life is not predestined. I can't overemphasize that. You are creating your future every day through your thoughts and feelings. You are constantly creating your future. You are the one who are creating your ascension. There is no entity that is set up your life to go down a certain path every day so you really don't have to think. No, beloved ones, that you are in charge of what's showing up, and it's your responsibility to do that every day to bring about what you need and what you want to focus on in your life. So you want to get focused and take control of what's showing up in your life, and you have the power and the ability to do that, beloved ones. You are totally in charge of what's showing up in your life. Because if you don't take charge of what's going to show up, then more than likely you're going to become not a victim, but society and the masses, collective thinking. You will become part of that, at least for that day. If you didn't set intentions on what you want to do or what you expect, then, your mind just going to bring whatever and a lot of time it'll bring what is socially happening, what is happening with the masses. You will just kind of just flow in, and you don't want that. You want to be able to control what your day is. And because, unfortunately, we live in a society that's pretty much negative, beloved ones. I just have to tell you the truth. It is a pretty much negative society we live in. But you, as an individual, have the ability to control your thoughts and your feelings, so you can make yours positive. A lot of people, I'm not going to say most people, A lot of people look at the glass as half empty versus half full. So you don't want to be one of those people who do that. You want to see your glass half full all the time. Let me just share this scripture with you so you can better understand what I'm trying to tell you this morning and what I'm inspiring you to this morning. It says Romans 12:2, and be not conformed to the world, but you transform by renewing of your mind. Let me repeat that to you again. And be not conformed to the world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good, acceptable and perfect, the will of God. Then you will learn to know that God's will for you is good, pleasing, and perfect. Beloved one, God wants you to have an opulent life every day and have a life that is full with energy and enthusiasm and good health, good relationship every day. There is not a day to go by that God do not want that for you. But what it is that you want for yourself is ultimately important, because that's what's really going to show up, what you want to show up in your life, beloved one. See, you have to realize that you are co-creators in your own life along with the God force, so you take responsibility for showing up in your life. God has given you everything that you need to do what you need to do. And by all means, you have to totally remember that you are God's and God is in the flesh. So you have the ability to control your destiny, beloved one. So you need to do what you need to do by taking a charge of what it is that you are allowing to show up. You are allowing these things to show up yourself. No one else is doing that. You are totally in charge. Okay, so you know now that you have to capture those thoughts and those feelings when you awaken in the morning. That's when your day starts. And if you want your evening to be wonderful, then you need to start your morning wonderful. Okay, you have a better opportunity. It doesn't always go that way. I'm not saying that's going to happen every day. But if you stand a chance of having a successful, a happy, a prosperous day, then you have to start off with your morning being that intent, what you're expecting. Are you expecting your day to turn that way? That's going to make the difference of how your day is going to turn out. So this day, beloved one, I want you to go into this day with the expectation that God's going to do something special in your life, that something special is going to show up that you don't even know how, you don't know yet how it's going to turn out, but it's going to be special. And God's going to do something special for you. Just hold that thought in your mind, and you will be surprised how the evening, by the time the evening comes, what could show up in your life. There's possibilities. So open yourself up to possibilities, beloved one. So anyway, thank you for tuning in today, and hopefully for everyone, the time wasn't too awkward. Well, we will get that balance where it's good for everybody anyway. But anyway, let's close with a prayer. Beloved, mighty I Am presence, I give gratitude and thank this morning for everything that is showing up in our lives. We thank you, God, for all that you do. We thank you, God, to bring something special into our lives today. Show us a miracle today, and show us all that we have and all that we can obtain. So we say thank you, God. We open ourselves up for blessing and divine intervention. We call for divine intervention in our lives so we can ascend to that higher state and to be able to operate in a higher level of consciousness and awareness, that we will move forward thus for this day, that we will only accept that which is of our highest good and highest nature. And we know that God has something special that he's going to deliver into our world today. Something great and spectacular is going to come forth this day. And we say, thank you, God. Open us up, bring us up, give us something delightful and something wonderful to show up in our lives today, like never before. And we thank you. We have gratitude. And you thank you. And we are so grateful. So grateful, God. Thank you. Amen. Have a wonderful day.